How do you describe the key objectives of the convention? Do you think they've been met?
The first is, of course, protection of something which is considered as our common responsibility and is considered as a very special value among all those things which are valuable, no doubt. So it should be the shortest, let's say, answer. And the second point, and it is also my lesson of the chairman of the committee of the recent 2 years' time since Istanbul, how important is this very convention and how important is heritage itself to be a catalyst for international cooperation. So I think that it is not just a matter of heritage itself, but it is a matter of heritage as one of the pillars of peacemaking, of dialogue strengthening and providing globally. And it is really wonderful. And as my experience of the session in Krakow is concerned, what I have mentioned several times in my official speeches a year ago, it is of course education for heritage, understood in a very complex way. So it is not just a matter of the youth, but it is also a matter of good practices. So I think that it is really the objective. Not just to be focused on those 1,073 at the moment inscriptions, but to be simply focused on our global responsibilities, using, I'm not saying instrumentalizing the list for much serious, much general objectives or tasks of issues. Of course, we can come back for a while to objective number one, because it opens a very long analysis to what extent this very protection is efficient, to what extent the instruments given by the convention are sufficient enough to deal with all those new challenges and conflicts.
And?
You see, it depends. Relatively speaking, I think that the convention, I'm really convinced and dedicated, especially after my experience of being the chairman, that it is anyway and relatively a beautiful instrument, of course, would be and could be more efficiently implemented, applied to different cases. But generally speaking, it would be, I'm afraid, quite difficult today to find another tool which would be comparable and could compete with the convention concerning the major objective, which is protection. Protection which is not just understood as money, as conservators, but the awareness. Even more, I just practiced and experienced during those recent years how the list is considered as something which is a very strong brand, which is something which is a temptation for politicians, for local politicians, but also for local societies as the instrument. Could be dangerous as the instrument because it's selective, which means, yes, we should protect this very church because this church is listed. But another 10 are not listed, so do forget about them.
The double-edged sword.
Exactly. Thank you. No doubt that selectivity could be dangerous, but selectivity, according to Hegel and Marx, could be used opposite way. I mean, good practices, simply. It is why I just mentioned education, broadly understood, as one of the major objectives of the convention. Because it is really something which creates awareness of so-called ordinary people all around, and it is wonderful.